Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest today, State Representative Erica Thomas out of Cobb County. How's this legislative session going? If you were to describe it in a couple of words, how would you describe it?
Crazy. That's one word for you. It's going crazy.
The other night, you passed a bill. Well, I wouldn't say you passed a bill, but the State House of Representatives passed a bill pertaining to abortion, and there were there was a lot of drama going on in there that night. Backs being turned, hangers being held up with the names of lawmakers on it. How would you describe that night?
You know what? We did everything but tear our shirts and fall out to try to defeat that bill. You know, we did everything we could. You know, this bill is probably the worst bill that I've ever seen proposed in the last decade, and everybody knows that. And so we did everything we could, but the governor wanted this bill so bad. We went all the way to 10 o'clock before it was even put on the calendar. And, you know, we tried our best to help millions of Georgians to be able to have their own choice and not for us to choose for them. But that bill went through, and now it's going to Senate.
We're talking about a bill called the heartbeat bill, and the heartbeat is usually detected in a woman's sixth week of pregnancy, and current Georgia law allows abortions up to 20 weeks. So when you say the heartbeat bill, it means what? When a heartbeat is detected, that's when you want to protect the baby.
Yes, that's what they're saying, you know, but a lot of women don't even know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks. I'm currently pregnant right now, and I didn't find out until I was 7 weeks, and I wasn't able to get a confirmation of my pregnancy and go to the doctor and get an ultrasound and confirmation until 8 weeks. So for you to tell someone that they're not even able to make a decision when they don't even know they're pregnant, it's just preposterous.
Now, you had, of course, a lawmaker saying that this should not be a partisan issue. It shouldn't be a partisan issue to protect a child in the womb, that the child in the womb should be worthy of full legal protection.
Well, let me just say, when you said it's not a partisan issue, it's not. We had about 12 Republicans walk on the bill, and we had two Republicans actually vote no. So I'm pretty sure they're catching, you know, some stuff on the other side. But it's not a partisan issue. You know, at the end of the day, that anyone and any family should be able to make that choice for their family. We should not be making a choice for anyone. And you never know what people are going through. And I also want to talk about, Maria, all the other crazy things that were in that bill. They put in that bill that you can claim your fetus on your taxes. Yes, they also put in that bill to where you can drive in the HOV lane if you're 6 weeks pregnant or more. So it's just a whole bunch of things that, you know, how can we control that? You know, if you get pulled over, what do you show, a pregnancy test, you know, to say that, oh, I'm driving in HOV lane to avoid a ticket? It's just so many different chaotic things that I can see in the future just being shot down by court.
Now, you all were reprimanded by the Speaker, David Ross, and the Speaker of the House. You all walked out in protest. Why?
You know what? And I was one of the ones, I didn't walk out. I kept standing. And don't get me wrong, when I heard him say, you know, we'll be dealt with and all those different types of things, I didn't know what he meant when it went through my head. I had one of the representatives come up to me. He's like, Erica, just walk out. Just walk out. You know, just walk out. I'm like, what can he really do to me? You know, what they shoot down all of our bills. We don't get things passed because we're Democrats. At this point, we need to take a stand. And so I continued to stand up. And then I thought about it. I said, wait a minute, I'm speaking on this bill. So let me sit down, because if I don't, he might not let us speak on this bill. And so we did end up getting able to speak. We don't really know what's going to happen in the future to some of the representatives that didn't do some of the things that they were, you know, supposed to do and break the rules, they say. So we don't really know what's going to happen. I hope that the speaker understands that this was an emotional moment, and that a lot of the women that got up and spoke have had abortions before and have been raped. And so they were speaking from a point that the speaker could never understand. And a lot of those Republicans can never understand. So I hope that we don't get reprimanded for what we did, and that people understand that we were taking a stand for Georgians.
And now that the bill has passed the State House of Representatives in Georgia and is now in Senate committee, I presume that's the way the process is. What happens next?
Well, you know, they are really playing games, Maria, because at this point, it went to Science and Technology Committee, which is crazy. Why is it in Science and Technology Committee, which that has nothing to do with Health and Human Services? There's about five people on that committee. There are three women and two men on that committee. So we hope that it can be defeated. We just don't know. So once it's out of the committee, which I hope that it doesn't get out of the committee, we have some strong Democratic women that will be fighting that tooth and nail. The committee meeting is this Thursday, and I will be there at the committee meeting. And if there's any people that are listening right now, if you would like to come to this committee meeting, it is at 3 o'clock on Thursday in the Senate committee room, Science and Technology. Please come, speak out, hear your voices, let people hear us and see us. Let's scare them. Scare these people and let them know that if they do this craziness, then they're not going to get voted in 2020.
Okay. State Representative Erica Thomas, thank you for always coming through for us with interviews and keeping everyone abreast of what's going on in state government.
No, thank you, Maria. This segment is so important so that people know what is going down at the Georgia Dome and all around Georgia.
I'm Maria Boynton. Thank you.
Get in there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.